Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a cold shot, baby.
The late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back, Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan, SRV. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Elise Benin, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, founder of Marketing Mentor, author of The Art of Self-Promotion, Stop Pushing Me Around, The Creative Professional's Guide to Money, The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing. She's very prolific. And her marketing-mentor.com website is outstanding. Is that where the podcasts are, Elise?
Yes, the podcasts are also on iTunes and Stitcher, I believe.
See, when you did that, you became a syndicator. You became a syndicated show. That's what syndication means. So Elise has been podcasting since 08. And so what have you done? You do one a week, or how often do you do them?
It's usually every other week. I have somewhere between 250 and 300.
Right.
And so, they're almost all interviews. I started out interviewing my clients who were basically taking my advice, and it was working. So I wanted to show people how it was working.
Right.
And then I started interviewing other people. And that's the point I want to get to in our conversation, because the reason this came up is I had an epiphany when I was talking to David Bain, who has a podcast called Digital Marketing Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I were kind of hashing over this question of what the heck is digital marketing?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about podcasting as one of the tools. And then it became obvious that even if nobody listens to your podcast, it's an incredible networking tool, because I've met so many interesting people, yourself included, Jim, and we've met in person, but most of the people I've had on my podcast and who I've been a guest on their podcast, I've never met them in person. These are people I've met online. And other things have come out of it, and who knows what has come out of the exposure and the visibility. And I just think it's an amazing networking tool.
Well, I'll tell you, I've met a number of my Brain Trust members, including you, but over the 18 years, at least, I've done thousands of interviews, and I probably met less than 10% of the people I've interviewed, maybe 5%, and as I move around the country, I try to find out where people are, and when I go somewhere, I try to say hello and connect with folks the way you and I have done. But you're right. And in fact, what I've just proven, Elise, I get your thoughts on this. The part about the internet is a cold and unfriendly environment. I'll tell you something. I've just proven that completely, because some of my best friends in life, and believe it or not, 18 years, some of the people that I care a lot about, I've worked with on the internet, and we've never met. Now, that sounds weird to people. I mean, I've been around a long time. I know the difference between a friend and someone who's not a friend. But I'm telling you, people like Steve Martin, Steve and I have collaborated several times on some very specific and intricate things. We've never met. Now, I want to fix that, because he's a great guy, and we need to see each other before we die. But I'm saying that I've got some great... I mean, you and I've met, once or twice? But that's not what has made our relationship strong.
Right, it's the conversation.
Yeah. So I completely agree with you.
Right, and the other thing is that now, the more people I talk to, you talk to, that's our network. And that means we can collaborate, we can reach out, we can ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it just lately has been striking me as amazing.
The editors of my books are all Brain Trust members.
Mm-hmm.
I call them my SOBs. I've got about a dozen SOBs because these are the guys that the people who they love me enough to tell me, you know, when I'm wrong. And and so I send it over to them. They go through it like a fine tooth comb, and you know they're happy to skewer me whenever I need to be skewered. But they make my work better.
Do you think that means everyone should have a podcast?
No, but I do think it means, and I've been and I'm consistent on this, Elisa, and folks, the people will have to nod their heads at this. I've been encouraging people for years to get some kind of media in their online array. First, you know, a podcast, then a video when the video stuff came easy, but get some kind of sound, some kind of face, something other than print on their websites or on their blogs or whatever. And I love what you said a while ago about your early folks were customers. Mm-hmm. Interview customers, not on why they love you, your company so much, but why they love how they'll use your products.
Well, that's the other thing, though. It's an incredible kind of prospecting tool, the podcast, because, or any media, as you're saying, you can interview and then report on and feature for their 15 minutes of fame the people you want to work with.
Yeah.
And that's a really good way to get to know them and have them get to know you.
Never underestimate the connection, the primal connection that human beings have with other human beings. It's just, that hasn't changed, folks. It's just like Nesbitt said 35 years ago, the more high-tech we have, the more high touch we will want. It's now a prophecy that's come to pass. Quick break. Marketing-mentor.com. That's Elisa's website. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.